Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. Today we take you on a journey for an immersive experience here in the Shenandoah Valley with a very special guest, Farmer Tony from Madeline Farms. He is a passionate caretaker of rescued animals and a creator of unforgettable farm experiences. Let's dive into the story behind his farm. It's a top-ranked one where you can stay, have adventure, where it meets serenity, and guests connect with nature. Animals, should we lest forget, and of course each other. We're going to learn a lot more about those animals, aren't we, Tony?
You bet.
Welcome to the show, Tony. It's great to have you on today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to host you out here on this beautiful farm.
This is so incredible. We did not meet that long ago because Flaffers, he signed up for one of our comedy classes and is a recent graduate. Yeah. His showcase was on March 14th of this year, and he pretty much was the star of the show. It was a fabulous time to work with you and be on that journey with you from day one, and then 5 weeks later, see what you put together for the graduation showcase. And as a result, during that time, we got to learn more about each of the students and what they do. So that's when we found out that you were a farmer and you had this beautiful farm. And I thought to myself, what an amazing guest you would make so you can share this beautiful place with so many people. I've saw the testimonials and the videos and getting prepared for this podcast. You had talked about it so much. Laughers, we had to just have them on the show. So before we get into it, I just want to say that you have the ability to get a free audiobook from Audible. Just hit the affiliate link in the show notes and you can grab your free audiobook today. That's pretty exciting. This will give you someone else to listen to between these episodes. So thank you again for your support, and we'll talk about that in a little bit later. So first things first, Farmer Tony.
Yes, ma'am.
What made you buy this farm?
Well,
how did you get into all this?
What have I done? What have I done? My journey here is a long one and a varied one. But let me tell you, when I was growing up as a little boy, I did not even imagine myself to be a farmer. What I had hoped for and what I sort of felt deep in my heart as a child and throughout my younger years was this urge to host, connect others, connect with others, storytell, brought me through the theater, through the professional theater, being a storyteller, creating immersive atmospheres and experiences. And after about a very long and wonderful life in Washington, D.C.
Really?
My chapter two.
Okay.
I had decided upon the advice of friends as well that the city was just getting a little too noisy and big for my mental health. Mm. And so my best friend that I've known for 30 years said, come on out to Luray. It's a beautiful slice of the world. Mm-hmm. And I did love it. And I knew about Luray quite well from visiting over the decades. But what am I to do in the country? I'm a city mouse living in the theater and special events and hospitality. How was I to make a go of it in Luray? I see cows and pastures. What am I to do? So Isaac and I put our minds together.
Is that your business partner?
That is my business partner and best friend.
He said, come to Luray?
He said, move to Luray.
Okay.
I grew up here. Isaac grew up here. Mm-hmm. His family knows so much about farming. They've established a really well-run, big, beautiful farming operation across several farms throughout Page County. And so we thought, what if we purchased a farm with the support of his farming family and my love for design and creating experiences and atmosphere for my guests. Perhaps if we fix her up, make her beautiful, the world might want to come and visit. And they do.
They do.
And they do.
And they love it from what I can see.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. There's a beautiful blend of rustic charm with modern comfort here.
Yeah.
I'm wondering now, I didn't know about you spending so much time in D.C., so it was fun to find out about. Is that kind of where that inspiration comes from, the modern comfort?
100%. 100%. It's no secret that I'm the town weirdo here. You know, I talk different, I act different, I look different. You know, what is this guy think he's doing over there? And for about a year, Madeline Farms was populated, I'm very proud to say, with three chickens.
Okay.
And that's about it. And I was barely holding on at that time. The transition was challenging for this city guy. But then I was standing along the fence on the other end of town, and these ponies came up to the fence, and they looked a mess. They looked a mess. They
and
had mohawks and horns full of burrs. I mean, they were just in neglect, but just wild and crazy. And so I was like, well, we need to bring them to Madeline. Where's that farmer? Let me go talk to him. And lo and behold, he brought in a trailer and like a clown car. A great big horse jumped off, and then another one did, and then four ponies jumped off. And I thought, where are they coming from? So I met them, and my life experience with horses included going on two trail rides once, and that's it.
Oh, wow.
So I leaned on to the horse community here. They're full of love and get-her-doneness. And they guided me. And 10 years later, I love my ponies and horses and donkeys and mules and miniature donkeys. Yeah. Look at this. I can speak their language. They know who daddy is and they love him. And so here we are, and the farm has just continued to grow based on the need for animals here in the community that might have found themselves in a rough spot, and they're looking for a new home. And we'll come in. Sheriff's Department has us on speed dial.
Really?
They'll call me up and say, Farmer Tony, what do you think? How do you feel about five potbelly pigs? Well, I feel a lot about them, and I love them. And so they live at Madeline Farms, too. So that has been an unexpected way that we're serving the community here is by providing forever homes for animals who might otherwise be suffering. And so we provide them home and love. And as a result, our guests that come and stay at the farm, which is how we earn our income. We are a farm stay. So we host guests up to 12 at a time in one big house, one round. The whole house, the whole farm is the guests. So they'll bring two or three families that are friends, might be a group, a reunion, might be, you know, a bachelorette party that's looking for a good time, but also some connection to nature.
A little privacy. And so, something a little more remote.
Yeah. And unexpected.
Yeah.
Something unexpected. I think that our guests leave the farm better than how they came. And I'm very proud of that. And so I realized that my path through hospitality and design and storytelling is the way that I fulfill my purpose,
which is
to connect and to heal and to nurture and to bring joy, bring a moment of joy to my guests. And wow, that feels great. When it's, yeah, it's great. Now, the animals may or may not participate in that in that moment of joy. Sometimes they're very naughty. Sometimes they're very good.
Okay.
And that is something I've had to learn, and that's been a big life lesson on the farm.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Now, you have named every single one of these animals, and it is part of the guest's experience. They can meet the animals and interact with them. Can you tell us more about what that looks like?
Right on. So, so the guests arrive to the farm.
Yeah.
And they open their car door, and this beautiful soundtrack is wafting through the air. Every song picked and curated for the comfort and peace of the animals and to welcome the guests to the farm.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful, unless you're a coyote, skunk, or possum. They don't like Ella Fitzgerald, so this sound system is also a deterrent for predators.
Okay, okay.
So my turkeys can waddle and cluck in freedom, rocking out to, you know, anywhere from Diana Ross to the Downton Abbey soundtrack, you know.
Yeah.
So it's welcoming to the guests. They start, they welcome themselves inside their farmhouse. It's beautiful, and Dolly Parton's playing inside, and it smells great. And the first morning of their stay, we all gather outside at 9 a.m., and I say good morning to the animals with them. They'll move from animal to animal, feeding them, perhaps grooming them, learning about them, or doing absolutely nothing at all, just being present with the donkeys, just being. And so I didn't want it to feel like a tour or too staged. Every experience is different. But the magic happens, I think, really in sort of a stillness and a connection. And I really want to facilitate that between the animals and the guests.
You do. I was reading, too. Is this true that they can pick their eggs from the chickens here in the morning for breakfast?
Yes. The chickens recently opened up a grocery market, so they're selling their eggs to the guests. That's wonderful. They have a little issue with the scan gun there. Henny Penny's not been able to operate it well. Yes, and so fresh eggs every day, and not just chicken.
All
we
right.
have duck eggs and turkey eggs.
Really? Yeah.
Double the yolk. The protein, so nutritious and delicious. And it's often the first time that many of my guests have enjoyed a scrambled duck egg.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever had a scrambled duck egg.
Get on board. Get on board. That is the baker's delight. If you want to bake a cake or a muffin, you use that duck egg, and it is creamy and decadent. Nothing else like it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you have two types of culinary experiences here, where you have a full-service kitchen and people can make their own meals.
Yeah.
But then you also have the ability to have the groups work with your private chef.
Oh, 100%. So
you can go, or maybe a mix of both.
It's a mix of both.
Okay.
So the kitchens are beautiful.
They are gorgeous.
And they're big, and they're meant for gathering everybody. Yeah. Get the coffee going. We have bacon from the farm down the roads. Not my Potbelly pigs. Let them know in case they're watching. They're safe. But we, and then eggs in the fridge. So we're ready to rock and roll as soon as the guests come.
Okay.
But sometimes when you roll into the farm and it's Friday and you probably worked half a day and then you might have, you know, had to pack up because, you know, and if you have
travel.
Kids, even more. So we tell our moms and dads and our guests, you can welcome to the farm. Let our private chef have dinner ready for you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right. Let's let that vacation begin. And so it's been a wonderful and very popular amenity for our guests. And I'm so thrilled to be able to work with some really amazing farm-to-table chefs that are either, you know, they can fix breakfast, lunch, but the dinners are really wonderful. And gosh, the farm table is made from the wood in the barn.
It's beautiful.
You know, yeah. So yes, thank you. So that's part of the experience. We like to fill your bellies.
And I'm a foodie, so I like hearing that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you have activities too. You have hay rides and then this cowboy experience with Dylan.
Yeah.
And that's available to any guest as part of their experience. They can choose to add on, I guess, right?
I'm so excited to offer these to the guests.
Yeah.
And so let's get into that hayride.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. You know, this...
It looked a little different. You know, you're used to going to cornrows and that kind of thing around October, but this looked more prairie. Kind of hayride. So tell us more about that.
You're right. Well, listen, you know, I can't help myself. Here's Tony the storyteller, right? So it's a piece of theater on board that hayride. Of course, there's a soundtrack to the hayride as
I love the soundtrack.
Yeah, music is a part of it. Yeah. We find our way up to the highest part of the field where we get this beautiful 360 degree view of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yes.
The most ancient mountain, you know, on planet Earth, and there we are, and then we'll venture further out to a section that I like to call our bovine safari.
Bovine safari,
you know it. Well, we all think we know and love cows, but when we're in the field and we're on that hayride and we're navigating around little babies that might just be a couple days old, or a great big lucky bull in the field, you know, it's like there's only two of us. Let's get this party started.
What are you saying?
So, yeah, but it is amazing. And then, of course, we have our Winnie, our Jersey cow in the field amongst all the Black Angus. And she comes right up to that hayride. Aww. And so that we can feed her her treats. And
that's this, what she's coming for.
Well, yes, Dawn.
I was like, why is she going up? Oh, treats.
Yes, okay. Farmer Tony is the bedazzled treat dispenser. On the farm. It's one of the ways I hold power. No. Yes, it's a bucket list for our guests to be this close to a cow, to touch Winnie and to caress her ears and to look in those giant brown eyes of hers. And so the hayride is magical. We can time it to the sunset. And dare I say, many a dad has shed a tear by the end of the hayride, because it's a beautiful experience. Mm. Our cowboy experience.
I know. That looked very interesting.
It's the real
Or cowgirl, I noticed.
She's be you, whatever, you know, however you want to swing that rope, we're here to accommodate you. Cowboy Dylan is the real deal, right? He's born and bred here just in the mountains there, but received his training in Oklahoma at one of the top ranch schools.
I was reading that. He has a lot of horse training experience. It's very impressive.
Yes. And so, you know, we tell our guests, we're taking you beyond the saddle. You're not just going to be a piece of luggage on this horse riding around on trails. No, you're going to connect with that horse. You're going to start with grooming and introductions. And then you're going to bring that horse into the round pen. And that horse is going to know by the end of the session with Dylan what it means to walk, canter, trot, all from your body language and how you lead that horse. You'd be able to lead that horse to walk backwards and forwards, Dawn. That horse is going to listen to you, not from your words you're speaking. The horse doesn't speak that language, but you learn the language that they do speak in your energy, in your movements, how you're relating. And we believe if you master that, you're going to be amazing with human beings.
That really?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Because the way we communicate with each other, how we hold ourselves, if something's heavy on our heart or we're really excited to share, we can pick up pick that up on you.
Okay.
A horse can hear your heartbeat from 5 feet away.
I did not know that.
They evolved to stay alive.
Did you know that, Laffers?
That's amazing, right?
That is amazing.
They need to know what's going on in that other animal if they're a predator, if they're safe.
I see what
and
you're saying.
And so they are highly sensitive. So, Dawn, if you bring if something terrible had happened, you know, or something is causing you stress mm-hmm. in your life, and that goes into the round pen with you and the horse knows.
Mm.
And it's not magic, it's scientific.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes we've seen the horse not following commands from the guest or not understanding which way they should go. So then we pause, the guest gets something off their chest, they confess, they admit, and almost every single time that horse now can understand and
listen. That is so incredible.
So there is something really special happening between humans and horses here at this, at Madeline Farms and the ranch that we are seeking to open now.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that. I have always admired horses. I just think they're so majestic and so gorgeous and just the strength and beauty that their being has is just, I'm in awe of it. And I think a little bit, you were talking a little bit when we first got to know you've got some equine therapy coming.
Yes,
can
we do.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah. So,
and what that is for someone who may not even be familiar at all what that means.
Well, equine therapy is a big, broad term that is going to encompass any time, any moment, or any exercise where we are receiving therapy and healing and we're involving this horse.
Mm-hmm.
Horses are one of the few animals on the planet that have the ability to bond intimately with another species outside mm-hmm. their own. This can be a human,
mm-hmm.
a cat, another farm pet. You've seen
another
this.
Being.
Another being that is not a horse.
Yeah.
And that is really extraordinary. So now we have this bond and this interesting synergy that's happening. And there's data to suggest via our psychologists and psychiatrists mm-hmm. that are going to be participating in this program.
I love that.
That after an experience with the horse, a session as simple as being in the round pen, leading them around, grooming them, something inside opens up.
Mm.
Something inside lets the guard down.
Mm.
And so that therapist is able to then make some real progress with their patient immediately following a session with the horse.
That's incredible.
That's one example, but there are many examples of how equine therapy can be beneficial. We're seeking to reach out to communities of veterans.
Oh yeah, that's a big deal with
PTSD.
Veterans.
You know it.
I've heard about it.
Kids with special needs. Anybody with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody with mental health challenges. You know, there's a real
which I
opportunity.
I think we all have.
I
some.
Think that. Yeah,
if we're honest with ourselves.
Yeah.
We're all a work in progress.
Yeah, well, those horses are here for us, and it benefits them.
Yeah,
and it benefits the human. And
that's
so
good.
that is a win-win.
Now, is this going to happen on Madeline Farms or another piece of property?
That's great. So
okay.
We've acquired a second farm stay, and we are calling it Carriage Stone Farm and Horse Ranch.
Okay.
And the horse ranch is the beautiful stables. And at this time we have six horses. These horses, we've made a kind of a commitment not to purchase horses right from trainers, but rather rehome horses that are still healthy minded and we can provide them a second home. So we're just trying to recycle up, you know, we want to always have that, rule that guides us.
Okay.
For that. But nonetheless, so that's happening at, a place that we're calling Rocking Tea.
Okay.
Rocking Tea Ranch. And that's, beautiful partnership that I have now with Cowboy Dylan and myself and a team of horses. And here come the therapists. So we are just ready to launch this summer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is coming up fast because it's into March right now.
Is it? Yes. Yes,
believe it or not. By the time people see this, it should be first week of April.
Yeah,
we're Laughers, you can see if we actually made that happen or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all a work in progress. So the horses then in that line of rescue animals is what you mean by rehoming the horses, or those are the types of horses that you're recruiting.
Yes.
Is horses that also need a forever home.
Yes. Okay. Our business, okay. There's the rescue.
Got
but then there's
it.
The rehome, and the rehoming is where we're going to be getting our horses. And these are responsible owners who have self-determined and made the difficult decision that perhaps they cannot afford to care for the horse
or
anymore.
Or they're in a new season of life.
Or they're in a new season of life. Or it's so they're doing the responsible thing.
That's beautiful.
And finding another beautiful home for their beloved equine. And so we're a part of that. That makes me happy.
I thank you also for correcting me. I think I said equine. It's equine?
It's equine.
Okay.
Equine. That's my, I had 4 years of Latin in high school. And
I did too, but I think I might have missed class if I can't say it.
We watched a lot of Spartacus. My Latin professor was on his last year before retirement. We just watched Spartacus and I loved it.
This Carriage Stone Farm is 281 years old.
She's old. She's
crazy.
Old.
Yes. What history can you share about it?
Be living in this small town, I'll have these cute little old ladies come up to me and say, Farmer Tony, did you purchase the Spittler home place? Because that's what it was originally known as. And I said, yes, I did. Well, can I come visit? Under one condition, that you share some stories, because these ladies grew up in this house so they can at least remember back a full generation and tell us wonderful stories of this. This farm was settled in around 1750 by the Swiss.
Okay.
The Swiss Mennonites. Back in the day, the Catholics were fighting with the Lutherans, right?
Mm-hmm.
That fight went on throughout what is current day Switzerland as well. And the Mennonites were being terribly persecuted because they dare baptize adults. The Catholics and the Lutherans had a real problem with that back then. And so this was a persecuted people out there in Switzerland. They sought a new life. They landed here.
Okay.
We have ruins of the their original outdoor kitchen and their cellar and their original home right on the property. And it's really something to be in his presence because it's just seen so much history. Yeah. There's been a lot of life, a lot of births, several deaths, the whole cycle of life. But I do know from my little old lady friends is that overwhelmingly the women who lived here, the moms who lived here, loved farming.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And loved to use the farm and celebrate it for their kids and their families. And so that really warms my heart because I'm sharing in that tradition. Yeah. We're here because this big old farm needed some love, and it is a legacy property for which we are stewards and honored to be to be that.
Wow. Did you do any farming before you became Farmer Tony, or has this been on the job training for you?
Yeah, it has absolutely been on the job training for me. I would play in the dirt as a boy and remember the garden and remember the gardening with mom. And I loved creating all that. But in terms of that, in terms of animals, I had little to no experience, although when I was in the third grade, we had a field trip to the Carnation Dairy Farm in Puyallup, Washington.
You still remember it, apparently.
I remember it because a cow gave birth while I was there.
Oh, that is magnificent.
And I saw it. Wow. And something lit up inside that I am around something greater than myself at this moment. We're seeing life happen. And so that has never left me. So for all the work and growing, you know, that I've been doing, there has been this sense that I belong here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Like, heart. This is your home.
Very much so. That very is, much so.
How do you learn about the farming practices? Is it a smattering of education for you in terms of asking questions to other farmers, watching YouTube videos, reading books? Yeah. How are you figuring it out?
Well, what I learned was, you know, the old farmers here have good advice, and it is sound advice. And they're not always cognizant of, like, recent farming practices or what's new scientifically, what is working well, what's good for the environment, the animals, and the people. So I lean into the younger farmers who are really coming on up and making a go of it and sharing what they know. But my relationship with YouTube is deep. And I am,
because I imagine they have farming videos. Lots. They seem to have everything they do. Okay.
So many. So my mind is always stretching and learning and growing here on the farm.
Okay. I have a big question for you. What would you say, now that you've been farming, how long now have you been a farmer?
10 years.
Well, okay. 10 longer years. Than I thought.
I know. I don't look it. I know.
Laughers, I gotta say, my husband and I teach the comedy class together, and the first day Tony and I sat next to each other, and my husband's a JMU professor, I felt like in about 2 seconds he was gonna split us apart. And I'm co-teaching the class anyway.
Yeah, you're not having a good time unless you get a finger wag from the teacher.
I digress. I want to know what about farming surprised you the most.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great question.
Thank you.
Great question. Absolutely nothing.
Really?
No, just no.
I was like, this be?
That was, I'm being silly.
Liar.
What has surprised me?
What surprised you the most?
Well, you know, though I'm in charge.
Yeah.
I am not in control.
Okay.
That's what surprised me. Mm. I cannot control the weather, the animals, you know, temperament at that time. I cannot control if there are, you know, predators nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
unless you're playing what?
My Elephant's Gerald.
Elephant's Gerald.
Yeah.
Okay. You figured that out.
Oh my gosh. They go running. I mean, you know, God bless her. That's just, she's such a gift to the farm. That I really had to let go of control. It's not about, I cannot control the environment. I can control how I respond. And how I
what
reply.
A life lesson too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we are, and I have, you know, have been healing from that myself. Is this a tendency to want to control everything?
Yeah.
And you just can't.
Well, and there is,
it's healthy not to, actually.
It's what's needed, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we hear there's a wonderful trend out there of let them.
I know, Mel Robbins.
Yes,
I read that book. Chris is reading it now. My husband, the other funny woman.
I was referring to the ducks the other day. Let them. Let them be ducks. Let them be ducks. But that's true. I mean, honestly, and you know, there's a big swath of the country that is undergoing a real mental health stress, dare I say, crisis, you know. And what are they to do? Well, what we have control over is how we respond.
Yes, that's the let me part,
how and what we can create that's beautiful and little and joyful every day. And little moments around the farm have really healed me. You know what? My donkey Pilgrim has no idea.
That's his name, Pilgrim.
It was born on Thanksgiving 11 years ago.
That's really a great name.
I can bring
for
my troubles and my stresses, because you won't believe what I just went through, Pilgrim. He doesn't know. He just wants, you know, he just wants to be here with you. And he reminds me, this is exactly where I need to be. I need to be where my boots are.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a take-home message. Yeah. I need to be where my boots are.
That's right. A smart woman said that to me one time. She texted it to me.
It was me, right?
No. It was you. In fact, it was you. It was you.
Was it?
It was you. I had to think about it for a second, but it made perfect sense. That's exactly right. Mm. Being present is the best thing we can do for our mental health today is to be present right now.
Yeah, I'm recalling it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so...
smarter than I thought I was, laughers, at least that time. So that's what surprised you the most. Mm-hmm. What would you say you look forward to doing on the farm the most? What's your favorite thing to do?
Oh, you know, listen, I will head out to the field and I'll bring a little stool or a bucket, flip it over and have a seat, and the ponies and the horses will just meander up to me as they choose, as they please, and say hi and we'll interact. It takes the world away, it lifts the whole world off my shoulders when I'm like that. So honestly, it's like a bucket sit, honey. It's just a bucket sit in the field. It's simple. The most beautiful things often are. I absolutely
love like connecting with them, the animals, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That would be remarkable. Now, what is the task that you have to do, but you can't stand the most?
Oh, honey, I got staff for that. But before I had my farm hands, who are amazing, men and women, so strong.
Yeah.
But you know, listen, on the farm at any moment, you're often surrounded by a great deal of poop. I don't know how else to say
that. That wouldn't be my favorite part.
Everybody's pooping everywhere. It's just like no sense of dignity. No privacy.
It's just wherever.
I cannot believe the manners of my animals.
Do you give them a talking to when they get out of hand?
But all that needs to be handled. And so that's a rough job. But you put on your muck boots and you shovel and you get through it.
Yeah.
And you're proud of yourself after it's done until another horse walks on in and literally.
Jeez.
Literally.
Then we're cleaning hooves and all the other things.
Oh, but you know, that's a connection with the animals. Whenever, you know, and it was like I would catch myself in the early days. Oh, gosh, I got to go out and do chores. There's more chores. Chores are an opportunity to connect with the animals. So I also made sure after each chore was done, I'd sit down. I'd enjoy my time with the animals. That's why I'm here. Yeah. That's why I'm living this life.
You're living your best life, I feel right now.
Yeah, well, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, yes. It's different on the weekends.
What's happening on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
No, Tuesdays and Thursdays are the times where I'm really close to the animals. I'm able to spend all day at the farm, and I love it.
Them.
Yeah, so that's
your favorite part, the Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Let's talk about somebody deciding that they maybe want to come to Madeline Farms.
Yeah.
And it sounds... you create this immersive experience, but also tailor it. Yeah. For example, I walked in today for this podcast interview through the front door, and I saw boxes of lights and a disco ball. It's like, oh, you got a disco ball? And you were telling me, oh, they want to have a disco party, so we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So do you do some sort of kind of guest intake and see what they're interested in and what they might want to do and kind of put the experience together for them when they book? What does that all look like?
Well, thank you for asking. Yeah. You know, we're not the best farm stay in Virginia for nothing. And hospitality and the experience of the farm happens the moment you book us online, right on our website.
Yeah.
Then we reach out to you and we get to work. Why are you here? Who's coming? What are their ages? What are their backgrounds? What are their names? What are they seeking here? And so that is our love of hospitality shining through, that we are there to tailor the experience so that it is wonderful. I grew up watching, what was it, Fantasy Island?
Oh, Fantasy Island. The plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Every guest had a story and a little problem to overcome.
Yes.
And that brings me a great deal of joy. So, yes, we tailored those experiences, whether it's, a chauffeured tour of the vineyards throughout Sperryville or on the other side of the mountains to a picnic outside on board that hayride. We love creating magic and moments for the guests here. And so, and that probably does set us apart a little bit, because this is a vacation rental where you are going to see the host on the daily, and we're going to be out there with the animals and whatnot. They'll have a lot of privacy and times connective moments just with themselves, but we're very much a part of the vacation in our effort to make sure that you're connecting and you're really just delighted by the surprising, wonderful gifts that come your way.
Yeah, one of the things I loved about the video is that's what I was seeing, was the interaction with the guest and children to all ages, and connecting with them and being a part of that experience, introducing them to the animals, and it was beautiful.
That's it. And sometimes it's just a family that comes to stay at the farm, and other times, like I mentioned, it's a large group of friends that come. Folks can stay just at one farm, or they can have a larger group of 24, or a wedding where the guests are staying at the farm. We've had weddings at the farm, micro weddings.
Okay,
so this is when someone reaches out for, they're interested in getting married.
Yeah.
My response is this: it's going to be a wonderful weekend of hay rides and bonfires. And by the way, you also got married. So, like a
community feel to a more petite package wedding.
Small wedding. We don't want our brides or grooms to get bogged down by the details of chiffon and centerpieces and, chicken on a stick. We want them to have a wonderful, fun, uplifting time on the farm. And also, they got married. And so for the guests that's right for, let me tell you, the moms, the dads, the brides, they say, thank you. This is what I was looking for. A nice little wedding of no more than 30.
I was going to ask.
Yep. No more than 30, 40, and, they can get married on the farm. We have our beautiful dining rooms, and we can do it all out for them. And we do. We love that.
Where does your hospitality experience exactly come from in DC? What kind of work were you doing in terms of hospitality and immersive experiences?
Well, let's go further. Let's go back further. Some boys would be out there playing, football or Sokum or anything like that back in the 80s. We had a playhouse, and I would play restaurant as a little 7-year-old. I would seat the guests, and I have to take their order and bring it back to the kitchen, then bring the plate there. But I was quite busy. My restaurant was nearly sold out every time I played. So I have always been drawn to service. This is the truth.
Really sold out for that.
You know I did.
You committed, they call it.
Yes, until my teddy bear left me a bad Yelp review, and then that was it for him. but it went to that. And then, I love my mama, and my mama's been hospitality all her life. She rose up in the Seattle tourist and events community there. And so I watched her, and I fell in love with that. And so I worked in the theater, but I'd pay my bills through hospitality and special events. And so it was a really wonderful synergy that would happen. And I bring it here to Luray.
That's beautiful.
It's right. It's what you get here on the farm. And that's me.
Yeah. Can a couple come?
You know, that's a great question.
It seems like the house is bigger than for a couple.
The house is big, and you don't rent by the room. You rent the entire house. However,
I was curious.
There are some farmers' quarters at Madeline Farms in the house now that would be for two people.
Oh, that's
their
great.
Own entrance, a beautiful little kitchenette, and it's where I lived for 5 years when I was living on the farm. And so now we've remodeled that entire portion of the house, so now we can take a big group of 12 and we can take a couple.
That's great.
Even at the same, yes. And so we love offering that because a lot of couples do just want like a little getaway, but they want to bring their friends or the kids.
Or have the whole big house, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. You've got guests that kind of come from all over. I was noticing that some were from California, New York,
Israel,
Taiwan. Wow.
Yes, from all over. We're so flattered. I'm so flattered that they found us and that they made the trek out here to experience the farm life.
Yes. Imagine you get a good amount of traffic from the D.C. area.
D.C., New York, and Boston, and Philadelphia
are big.
Big. They come on down and to get out of that city. And boy, we give it to them. We give them some solitude and some serenity.
I bet they love it.
And a couple ducks and a donkey. What else could you ask for?
It's exactly why we from more rural areas enjoy going to the city, because it's just so different than what we live day to day. And
you
for
bet.
Them, it's the reverse.
It's the it's inspiration for us. Yeah. We head out to the city to see shows, to get a great meal, to get inspired.
Right.
And then come on back to the farm and see what we can bring, what we've learned and what we can bring to make it even better.
It is incredible out here. I think it's so beautiful.
Thank you, Dawn. You're
welcome. Now, do you have seasonal activities that kind of happen regularly throughout the year that you can tell us about?
You know, sometimes some of our guests have inquired over the winter months if our animals will be out
right?
and about.
I'm wondering.
And the answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so the ponies are fluffier in the wintertime, but they're still there doing their pony business. Every season on the farm is beautiful in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer months, we can offer outdoor movies on our big 30-foot screen.
Movie.
Yes.
See, I'm learning about something else you have.
Who doesn't want to watch Under the Tuscan Sun or The Color Purple or a classic like E.T. Under the Stars?
Mm.
And so we can offer that in the summer months. In the winter, wow, we are decked to the nines for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
There. And the farm is just magical. And so many guests will want to book us for Christmas or Hanukkah to come out in the winter months. And the spring and fall are just stunning.
Mm-hmm.
We are known for our fall foliage, and that just delivers on a whole nother level. And it's always good year-round for a beautiful bonfire.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I saw the bonfire pictures.
Yeah.
They looked amazing.
We love a bonfire.
Do some s'mores.
Hang
out.
Yes. I mean, nothing.
I love hanging out by a bonfire.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's very relaxing.
So relaxing. Yeah. We make sure you're able to swing near the bonfire. We have wonderful seating and ambiance there. It's my favorite time. It's my favorite time of the during their stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you're dipping yourself back into entertainment.
Apparently.
And you took our comedy class. What God. Made you decide to take it?
You know, I attended.
You were the first one to sign up.
I know. You know I was. And I attended your graduation showcase at Stover Hall. And I had a blast. And I loved it. And I thought, you know, in the back of my head, being in the performing arts all my life, but not having the time to participate in a fully mounted show.
Yeah.
This, I thought, well, you know, I'm funny mm-hmm. looking at the very least. And so, you know, I'm absolutely terrified of the idea of stand-up comedy, so I better do it. I better try it.
Oh, you faced your fear.
I faced my fear, and I sent that email. I got the early bird sign up.
Yeah,
because this early bird likes a deal. And I was just... And, you know, my goal that I shared, I wanted to find my voice. I wanted to find my comedic voice and style. And I feel like I did.
You did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you had seen at the Stover Hall was the most recent graduates who had just had their showcase in Harrisonburg, like 2 months before. And Stover Hall is a beautiful place, as you know, and I love the owners, Christina and
Wes. They're
amazing. They're amazing.
Amazing.
And they wanted to support the rise of local and regional talent. And that class had just done so well. I said, you know what? If you want to do that, this class just finished. I'll have them do the same exact thing they did
for
their
showcase.
What a gift.
Yes.
And then that can be the show. And she thought that was a beautiful idea. So that's why we did that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Because that's how you grow, is by getting to do the craft. And it just was they had done so well, it was a beautiful opportunity to do that. And then we brought in a closer comic from Charlottesville who's really good, Gunnar Kane, and he did amazing as well.
That's right. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And so I had to find out how the sausage was made, so to speak. And yeah. So I was so happy to participate in that class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, laughers, that's just anything that you're interested in, doesn't have to be comedy class, that you feel you're attracted to and it's going to stretch you and put you outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Do it.
Afraid and brave. That's where life begins. That's
right. So many blessings in that. And I don't know what that is for you. Maybe that's a cooking class. Maybe that's riding horses. Maybe that's some mathematical pursuit. I don't know what that is for you.
Maybe that's watching us right now.
That's true.
So glad.
But Tony did so great. You did so great at your comedy graduation showcase. We are going to have our next show at Stover Hall on Friday the 4th. So yes, this will
so
be coming out right before that. The Wednesday before that.
Yes.
And we like to put alumni that are rising on shows and help them out and get their foot in the door, so to speak. And so, Farmer Tony, you are going to be on that show.
Are you kidding me?
You knew
you're
this. Actor.
Okay. If you wanted to go with it, if you wanted to roll with it, I was there for you. Yes, I am honored. I'm thrilled to be making my Luray debut.
I'm so excited.
Comedy
about
style.
It.
And it's gonna be a fantastic night. The venue's beautiful. They have a great selection of adult beverages and then some, and it's gonna be a great show.
Yeah, and they'll have food and vendors there and wine from Ducard.
There you go.
It's going to be amazing.
I mean, yeah, it's a great night. Come on down, y'all, Friday, April 4th.
You can see Farmer Tony in action in a different way.
Well, yes, or the same. I mean, you know, you're going to see me this way.
Well, as we wrap up here, how best can the laughers follow you on social media or otherwise to get more information about Madeline Farms?
It is a simple search of Madeline Farms on TikTok, Insta.
TikTok, too?
You know it.
You're always doing videos. I thought it was Instagram, but TikTok
I love my
too.
Farmer Tony videos, and so they're on Facebook, Insta,
he's famous
TikTok.
For those. You
and
can
so,
look them up.
Yep. You can search for Farmer Tony for Tonyville, but just Madeline Farms, and you'll find it, and we'd love to share our story with you.
Yeah, and then come out and stay. I think that would be great. So thank you for joining us today, Farmer Tony.
Thank you, Dawn.
Oh, you're so welcome, and sharing your story and all things Madeline Farms. I have a blast with you every time, and I did again today. So
and
thanks again.
Me, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And laughers, thank you for tuning in today to this episode and spending your precious time with us. I cannot believe the support that we are getting for this podcast. It overwhelms me, and I can't thank you enough for what you're doing to help us grow. So if you like this today, please give it a like, share, tell a friend about it, because we'd like to grow the community. And also remember that you can get that free audiobook from Audible when you hit the affiliate link in the show notes. I do get a commission for that, but it goes right back to this podcast so we can get more great content out here for more people to enjoy. And lastly, and most importantly, I want to thank you for tuning in today, laughers, because out of all the things you could have chosen to do, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womack and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomax.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.